At Sopra Banking Software, we've been busy hustling away to bring super fresh, cool, and awesome innovation to the auto finance market. Our enterprise floor plan solution is still the best of its kind, but did you know you can now get SFP wholesale in a full and true software as a service solution delivered in a matter of weeks? And did you know you can manage your risk portfolio with no physical auditor? Drop by our website, soprabanking.com, to find out more.
Hello again, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor at AutoFin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. For this special episode recorded during the Vehicle Finance Conference hosted by the American Financial Services Association, pleased to have a conversation about the Canadian market with Vlad Kovacevic, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Innovatech. Vlad, thank you so much for making time for the podcast.
Thanks, Nick. Glad to be here.
Just to start out our conversation, from an overall perspective, just how has the retail and auto finance markets navigated through the ongoing challenges that Canada has experienced? Just what's your overall assessment of retail and auto finance in Canada?
You know, it's probably not that different than what you see happening in the U.S. I mean, the problems that we're facing are global, not country specific, right? So pretty much same exact thing that happened in the U.S. happened in Canada with the lockdowns in the 2020 and then continuing those issues in 21. And just when we thought we were catching a break, the chip shortage happened. So, you know, it really is still happening. And it's that lack of inventory, the used price is going up quite a bit significantly. So I think lenders are resilient and dealers are very resilient. You could see for the first few months there was a bit of a kind of halt, mm-hmm. but then very quickly, you know, the business kind of resumed. People figured out how to do shopping online, how to fulfill and complete contracts. Granted, everything has been at a bit of a, you know, suppressed lower level than what you would expect, but I think that's just been across the board between U.S. and Canada.
And perhaps address this a bit already, but what are the main questions that you're getting from clients nowadays? What's concerning them most nowadays?
You know, I think a few things that were surfaced by the pandemic and the chip shortage as well. Maybe one of the things is having legacy systems that are on-premise, which made it difficult for some of the lenders to work from home and work remotely. So, and obviously, once that happens, it's too late. Like, you can't just change that system on the fly. But that definitely became a topic. I think overall, redundancy and resiliency of the cloud platforms became a topic. You know, what do we do and what we can do to ensure that there's no disruptions and that it's easy to work from home. The second thing that came up that oftentimes is brought up is ability to diversify the channel, meaning how can we originate deals not just through traditional channels, but maybe introduce a little bit of direct-to-consumer, maybe introduce other ways to leverage the corporate website, especially if it's a large bank or a credit union that, you know, has a website that's visited by a lot of people.
Sure.
So, you know, just kind of looking at how to offer alternatives to get the deals flowing and happening when people can't visit a dealership in person. And obviously that's changed a lot lately. But I think some of those trends kind of got started during the pandemic, and then those conversations have continued. And we're definitely seeing a lot more happening on that side of the business where lenders are just diversifying, basically.
The voice you're hearing is our special guest for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. It's Vlad Kovacevic, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Innovatech, and we're sharing our conversation during the Vehicle Finance Conference in Las Vegas, hosted by the American Financial Services Association. But we're actually having a conversation about the Canadian markets here on the podcast. And And Vlad, you've mentioned so many trends already, but what's maybe a trend that might impact auto financing in Canada that the industry perhaps isn't discussing as much, maybe now or some soon down the line, but perhaps should be, and why? What do you think there?
Yeah, there is one thing that actually I was thinking about just recently, and it really has to do with that shortage of inventory, which has driven the used values up quite a bit. So when you look at your typical, you know, Black Book, Blue Book, NADA valuations, they've all kind of gone up steadily. So one of the concerns, and I've discussed this with a few of our lenders recently, is that your LTV is, for example, staying at 120 or 140 or whatever it is. But in reality, you're taking more risk because the values are actually going up. And what happens when inventory comes back, and what if those valuations go down? All of a sudden, your severity of loss in the future might be significantly higher than, you know, frequency is probably not going to change, but severity might get impacted a lot because the used car values have gone up, what, 30, 40%, right? Sure. So you could be taking on this hidden risk that may not be obvious because from a pure numbers perspective, your LTV is in line, but, you know, the amount is much, much higher.
Right. And also wanted to touch on something that we broached just before having our conversation here is, and certainly Innovatech is in the LOS business. Just how do you see that segment of technology evolving? How has your shop been able to keep pace?
Yeah, you know what I mean? The biggest driver of innovation we see is integrations. There's just so many service providers and new service providers and really innovative, cool, creative companies. And I see us as an LOS provider, our job is to make it possible for all these providers to work with the banks in an easy, non-complicated way so that new services can be easily activated, turned on, tried, combined, and leveraged for greater efficiencies, whether it's automation or risk mitigation or compliance, you know, whatever the case may be. Ultimately, as an LOS provider, we're the ones that have to bring it all together, right?
Closing moments here with Vlad Kovacevic, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Innovatech, and we're sharing our conversation during the Vehicle Finance Conference hosted by the American Financial Services Association, but we focused our conversation here on the Canadian markets. And Vlad, just to round out our conversation, it's a question I'm asking various guests who've getting a chance to visit here in Las Vegas. Just what gives you the most pride nowadays to say that you're a part of the automotive industry? Just what, how do you kind of puff up your chest a little bit when you say that you are part of automotive?
Well, you know, I mean, part of what always drove us to kind of try and contribute to the industry and what we've always tried to do is to create more transparency for the consumer. And we're seeing more and more of those conversations happening. We're seeing a lot of lenders focusing on that, a lot of dealers focusing on that. I think everybody understands that consumer trust and relationship and transparency is really key, because at the end of the day, if we don't have happy consumers, you know, none of it works. And it's been a steady but really good transformation, I would say, over the last 7-8 years. There's just more and more talk and more moving in that direction. And that really makes me proud and happy that we're part of that transformation.
That's Vlad Kovacevic, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Innovatech. Vlad, thank you so much for making time for us here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
Thanks, Nick. It was my pleasure.
And if you've missed any of our past episodes, just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on our podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For fellow hosts, Bill Zedites and Joe Overby, as well as our executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
At Sopra Banking Software, we've been busy hustling away to bring super fresh, cool, and awesome innovation to the auto finance market. Our enterprise floor plan solution is still the best of its kind, but did you know you can now get SFP wholesale in a full and true software as a service solution delivered in a matter of weeks? And did you know you can manage your risk portfolio with no physical auditor? Drop by our website, soprabanking.com, to find out more.